Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Story of the Day. Today's story is called The Cardinal Rule. Now, a cardinal rule means, in Hebrew, it would be klal gadol, a big principle, a big main idea on which much of Judaism, or perhaps even all of Judaism rests. In this story, there was a particular young man, a chassid of the Rebbe Marash, of the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe, who lived in the mid-1800s or so, later 1800s, and he was a zetzer. That means a sitter, which means that he would sit and learn Torah all the time. He wasn't a great Talmud Chacham, but he put a lot of effort into his learning, and he did have quite a knowledge of Torah. Certainly he had much knowledge of Nigla D'Taita, meaning Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, and he also had quite a knowledge of Penimus D'Taita, the study of the works, teachings of the Hasidic Rebbes, Lakutei Taita of the Alter Rebbe, and all of the Hasidic works of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe, and the teachings of his Rebbe, the Rebbe Marash. But eventually, it came time to leave Lubavitch and his full-time learning, and he decided to go into business. So before leaving Lubavitch, he went into Yechidus, into a private meeting with the Rebbe Marash. As he stood in the room of the Rebbe Marash, he asked, "Rebbe, what shall I leave with? In other words, what's the most important thing for me to take with me from my years of being here in Lubavitch, or months, however long it was, and all the teachings? I'm going to the business world. What do I need to take with me to succeed in business and to remain strong in my Yiddishkeit?" The Rebbe Marash said to him, "Remember this cardinal rule, this main principle, klal gadol. It is the faults that you see in another person, you should know that you have these faults as well. The positive side, the asset that you see in another person, be sure to learn from them. Good aspects of another person, make sure to learn from them, and make these assets part of yourself." It was the Baal Shem Tov, said the Rebbe Marash, who taught that Hashgacha Pratis means, divine providence, means, that is, Hashem watching over us in every way. It means that when we meet another person, it is something which Hashem decided should happen. And therefore, within this meeting is a deeper purpose. It was not just by accident that we happened to meet this person, but there's deep meaning in the meeting with this other person. Each person must learn from his fellow. If you think otherwise, it is heresy. It's basically not believing in Hashgacha Pratis. It's not believing in Hashem's omnipotence, that is, that he's everywhere, and he's all-powerful, and that everything's by divine providence. Okay, so that was the Yechidus. That's what the Rebbe Marash told his chassid. "Here you are," he said, "basically going out into business. Into the business world, there'll be all kinds of people, all kinds of customers, all kinds of other businessmen that you'll make deals with. There could be Jews, there could be non-Jews, there could be good people, there could be not such good people. And keep in mind that any time you meet somebody, it's by Hashgacha Pratis, it's by divine providence. Hashem had in mind that you should meet this person. And therefore, know that any faults that person has, you have those faults also. Any good parts of that person's personality, you should emulate them. You should try to take those good parts and put that into yourself." Now, the Rebbe Marash's grandson, who was the previous Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad, told this story, and he said, "I actually knew this chassid. I met him often in Lubavitch when he would come to visit, and he himself told me that the words of the Rebbe Marash placed him firmly on the ground in the business world and literally saved his character." Meaning that when a person goes into the business world, it can be very difficult to keep a good grip, a strong grip, on one's Yiddishkeit, on one's Frumkeit, on one's Midas Tevais, on one's Chassidishkeit. But the Chassid said, the advice of the Rebbe Marash kept me strong and often saved me from getting strongly influenced with negative influences. In fact, he was so grateful, the Chassid was so grateful to the Rebbe Marash. Whenever he would visit the gravesite of the Rebbe Marash, he would express the greatest love and gratitude for the Rebbe Marash guiding him with the principle that guided him his entire life. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.